for this wonderful announcement. Sandeep was saying that it's like a sermon when we start our announcement. If you don't find the sermon audios, you can check with Joshua from next week. So he's accountable to that. So he will be, you know, will be doing all that. So it's been wonderful. And we are glad that you all are here this morning. And what a wonderful service, wonderful worship we had this morning. I was looking back, we are in the 9th month. And I was looking back the few months which we had. You know, an action-packed month as a church, as for individual, as for families. You know, from January to September, it was mind-blowing. You know, we started in the month of January. You know, we connected with the police stations, and in the month of February, we had a community outing, and then we had family seminars from Joe. Then we had Naren coming, and then we had a baptism service. So there are a lot of things. You know, it's kind of an action packed. We began with our youth ministry. And now we are moving ahead in our social service as a different, in a different vision as well. New teams were formed, new people have taken over responsibilities, and we are all geared up for Sunday school annuals. So a few of them are not here who have practiced and would like to see their moves in the coming days when we all will come together as a church and we will celebrate the Sunday school annuals. One of the things which we felt as a church is, you know, God speaking to us is, we need to grow deeper. We need to grow deeper. Deeper in strengthening our relationship with God. You know, if we are a youth, God is asking us to grow our relationship or strengthening our relationship, getting our roots deeper in Christ. If we're married, God is calling us as husbands and wives that, you know, dig down deeper your relationship with God. If you have children, God is asking us to get them deeper, help them so that they can dig deeper their roots and they develop a relationship with God. If you are old, if you are new, if you are not coming to church, if you are coming to church, but this is the sense which we see. God calling Renewed Hope from India Church to go deeper. So as we go deeper, we strengthen our relationship with God, we also grow wider. As we go deeper, we also grow wider. So if you look at a tree, you know, it's known by its roots. And it's a national tree of India. It's known for its roots. And it can face any climate, any situation, any storm. The greener the tree is, it shows it has moved deeper to find the source. And for us, God is calling us to find the right source, dig deeper, strengthen our relationship with God. And, you know, it gives, people say that the most, it is also known as one of the most oxygen producing trees in India. That is the banyan tree. And it is very strong and its branches spreads out. So this morning, what does growing deeper mean? Or we can begin with a small checklist. If I want to ask, how often I read my Bible? And that can give me a slight, just an idea of how deeper I'm trying to dig and trying to build my relationship with God. How is my prayer life? That shows us how deeper we are putting our hands down and bending our knees and asking God for everything, every decision which we make. How is my giving? Sandeep spoke about today that about a cheerful giver. How is my giving? How is my relationship with my church members? How often I fast? How I am serving? or am I serving anywhere where God has called me for? Am I making disciples? Jesus said, go and make disciples. Am I investing in any of the lives and I'm making disciples? Am I sharing the word to the people whom God has placed in my life? And do I carry God's vision in my life? Or we are still exploring which God is calling us for? Do we carry the vision of the church and the leaders? And am I partaking in regular fellowship? This is some of the things. There can be many which we can put around digging deeper, strengthening our relationship with God. And our Christian spiritual growth is not measured on days or weeks, but it is measured in the months, years, and even decades. It's a journey which will be measured. What will not be measured is how well we did last week or last year. It will be measured about how well we are doing currently. And it is important to grow. As we dig deeper, we will grow. And we know growth, you know, if we are in a corporate, they will talk about growth. We are, you know, when if we have a child, we will talk about growth. You know, as family, we will talk about growth. So growth is a very important aspect which God calls us for. And God wants, I felt, you know, if you looked at our theme for all the retreats, were growing deeper. So I felt God's asking us to build that foundation or base this morning, that we will strengthen ourselves going deeper by maintaining a relationship with God. And I felt God doesn't want us to be satisfied with where we are currently or in our Christian life. But God is asking us to go deeper relationship with you. You can tell to ourselves, you can speak to yourself saying that God wants me to. God wants me to not to be satisfied in what I am having today or what I am doing today. God wants me to extend and go deeper, more in relationship with God. You know, it's like this. You know, as a family, as a husband and wife, as friends, we put all our efforts to maintain that relationship. And it's never automatic. So even when we want to strengthen our relationship with God, we need to put all our efforts so that it becomes strong. Knowing God more deeply is an essential part of our Christian journey, and there is where we will get maturity. In John 17, 1-3, this is what Jesus says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you have granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those who have given him. Now this eternal life, that they know you. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So the eternal life here is about knowing the Father and knowing Jesus. So if I want to dig deeper and maintain that relationship or strengthen that relationship with God, one way I can do is I have to know God. That's what Jesus is saying. What is eternal life is knowing you, the only true God, and through Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So I've put few things which I felt God wants us to take this up. Now we have 3 months, 9, 10, 11, 12, 4 months left for this year. And as we build up over this theme of growing deeper and growing wider, you know, God is interested more in our strengthening our relationship with God. Knowing God leads to greater faith. You know, many times we have come to a place where we say, I don't have faith, or I lack faith, or I'm a bit worried about what is going to happen. When I know God, my relationship is strengthened and my roots are deep, I would have greater faith. Which faith is demonstrated in a desperate situation. God will develop us, you and me, family, friends, children, individual. Our faith will be demonstrated in a desperate situation. For that, I need to have my roots down, strengthening myself in Christ. We all know the story of the Red Sea. You know, there was a desperate situation. They all came out from Egypt and they were running. There was an army behind with weapons, chariots. These people didn't know what to do. The entire Israelites came to a place. It was a desperate place. Either they can't go, there is a sea, and they can't turn back because there's a great army pursuing them. And Moses, filled with faith, calls out, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm. You will see deliverance. The Lord will bring you today." Exodus 14. Moses, filled with faith, calls out, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today." So knowing God will lead to greater faith, where we can demonstrate this in our life, in our workplace, in our church, in our family. When we have strengthened our roots, we can demonstrate this faith, which is greater faith. And we saw what happened after that. God opened up the sea and they were able to walk down. So knowing God will help me to demonstrate my faith in desperate situation. If we are struggling and we feel that we are the people, we are not able to build our faith, or we lack faith, or there is no faith or little faith, that means we have not turned ourselves or not digged deeper, strengthening our relationship with God. Knowing God leads to greater faith. The person chooses faith at great personal risk, reputation, security, life and death. You know, there are people who can demonstrate this, who chooses to operate in faith, which can also bring personal risk of reputation, security, life and death. And we have the story of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, the fiery furnace. They say, God will deliver us from it. So greater faith, our roots being deeper, will allow us to operate in situation which can be a risk for our reputation, which can risk a security, whether it is job, whether it is family, risk of life, that is health, or risk of death. We will be able to operate in greater faith if our roots been digged deeper with a relationship with God. There is undeniably miraculous movement of God in the response to the acts of faith. You know, when we know and we strengthen our relationship deeper with God, there's a response which comes from God when we act in faith. You know, the walls of Jericho, Joshua turned around 7 day marching. He didn't know what he has to do. When we take faith, God says, move. This is what you have to do. This is what I'm showing you. If we take that, and if we have strengthened our relationship deeper, we'll be able to follow, even if it looks foolish for others. You know, people may have ridiculed him. The soldiers may have ridiculed him. They may have said, this person is carrying empty jars and going to fight this great wall. An act of response, because he knew he has strengthened his roots. And he knew that it will bring an outcome. When we know that our roots have gone deeper and my relationship is strong, it's no hour too late to exercise faith. Sometimes we think God is calling us, I should have done this before. No, it is never too late to exercise the faith in which God calls us to act upon. And we know, you know, there was a thief hanged with Jesus. He said, remember me. No hour too late. It's just an act of faith. He believes that this is the Son of God. And if I ask him, it will be done. So, knowing God, if anywhere in our life we have challenges operating, that means we need to strengthen more, dig down more, our relationship with God. Tell your neighbor that I will know God, which will lead to greater faith. The second is, knowing God will leads to hope. You know, hope is louder than the crowd. People may shout, situations may shout, and we may be in a place where we can't hear anything, but hope is something which shouts louder to us even in that situation when we know God. And we know the story which I shared this morning. When we cry out loud, Jesus, the Son of Messiah, have mercy on me. You know, there are many instances people cried out. In Matthew, I'll read this. And as Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet. But they shouted all the louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and called them. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. Lord, they answered, we want our sight. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight and they were healed. So hope is something which we all have in Christ, which shouts louder than the situation. The crowd rebuked them. They said, quiet. How is our relationship with God? If we find ourselves in a place of hopelessness, that means we have to strengthen our roots down where we know Christ is the source. So hope can, you know, it can shout louder than the crowd situation, than what can happen through science or any calculations, two loaves, five fish, a dead man raising, healing sickness. Faith can speak out louder. Hope can speak out louder. Knowing God means digging deeper, which will not stop us in believing. This is what which I talked about in the morning, a woman who was 12 years, she was bleeding. Hope will never stop us believing. We will never give up on anything till date, whether it is 10 years, 12 years, 20 years, or a decade, or a century. You know, we know this story of a woman in Mark chapter 5, verse 24, 29. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch these clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Hope does not stop believing. If we have given up hope on something, that means our roots need to be strengthened. You know, she spent everything, 12 years, but she did not give up on the hope. She knew that she will be healed. So hope will never allow us to give up or stop believing. The third one is, hope expects God to answer. The psalmist says, Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord, my God. Hope will always expect an answer. So if we have this hope, we will always expect an answer from God. If I know God and my strengthening relationship with God is being digging deeper, my roots being deeper, I would say, Lord, I wait for you. I know you will answer. It expects answer from God. Hopefully believes anyway. You know, Abraham, God called him, said, you go to this place. Hope allows us to believe anyway. God said, Abraham, you are old, 90 years, you will have a child. Hope allows us to believe anyway. God said, sacrifice your son. Abraham said, yes, I will do. Hope will allow us to believe anyway. And everything which is hopelessness can turn back, turn out. When we strengthen our deeps, strengthen our roots deeper. Knowing God, that is, digging deeper, leads to faith. Knowing God leads to hope, digging deeper. So if we here sitting, lack of faith, lack of hope, little hope, more hope, I hope this will happen. No. Hope expects that God will answer. Hope believes in any way. It was foolishness when Abraham and Lot decided. Lot said, I would go this way. Hope believes in the unknown. Because strengthening our roots down, you would see how God works. The third one is, knowing God leads to love. Love towards God and love towards people. You know, when I talk about love towards God, I remember one person from the scripture, Apostle Paul. He lived his life for God. Love towards God. To showcase, he said, I will follow you. And He left everything for the love of God. He left everything. He left his position. He left his, you know, the people around him, all those who were with him. And he took a different route of what he felt that God is calling him for. Which we read last week, Paul replied in Acts chapter 26, verse 9. Short time or long, I pray to God that not only you, all who are listening to me today, may become what I am, except for these chains. Love towards God can change our direction of life, our perspective towards life. Love towards God. Knowing God will help me to grow in love towards God. Knowing God, dig our roots deeper, will help me to love people. Jesus loves us and he helps us to love others, whether they are good or whether they are bad. You know, we know this story in the scripture. Zacchaeus, a tax collector, wanted to see Jesus, and Jesus reached out to him. So how bad he was, how much people called him bad, but Jesus reached out to him. So we can reach out to people irrespective of who they are. And it was not that Jesus did a miracle in his life and he was healed or his heart got transformed. It was the love which he extended towards him, that I will come to your home, that changed this person. It was not biryani. It was not money. It was extending his love towards others. In John 15:12, love others as I have loved you. Love others as I have loved you. In James verse 4 and 8 it's written, we should not note that knowing is not something that we achieve on our own. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Knowing God leads to asking God for more. You know, Moses asked God for more. He said, Lord, give me more. He said, I want to see your face more. You know, and the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Moses said, give me more. Now show me your glory. So knowing God will lead us to asking God of more. God, show me more. Do things more. You know, God will lead us to a place where we will never be satisfied. We'll always say, Lord, more of you. God, more of you in my life. You know, knowing God leads to the understanding of the knowledge of God. You know, when we read the book of Genesis, when we know God, our roots are deeper, we will understand what God intended or intends. In Genesis, you know, Adam and Eve wanted to be independent and they wanted to decide their own future. They didn't want that relationship with God, but they forgot the knowledge and understanding of God and they were banished from the place. So we should know that A God is not a God who punishes, but He is also a God of compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. So we need to dig deeper, strengthen our relationship with God, and allow God to work. Knowing God leads to completely depend on God's grace. You know, God's grace helps us to get a right view of ourselves. It is not that we are useless, we don't know anything, we lack. It's not about that. And God does not drop something, a rule book, saying that you have to follow this. No. Instead, He takes actively steps to reach us. When my relationship with God is deeper, it will lead me to completely depend on God's grace. You know, in Acts 9, as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice to say, "Saul, Saul, why did you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told you what you must do." So Jesus was very clear with Paul. He did not say, "I love you." He said, "You are the one who are persecuting me." So God's grace will show us the view about ourselves. Who are we as a person? The more the grace, the more we will understand where we are and how much we need God. It is not to put us down. It is not lovey-dovey talk. But it is the way God responded. "You are persecuting me." God's grace. You know, when we know God, we will completely be dependent on God's grace, because He tries to reach out to us. Knowing God leads to paying attention to God's holiness, forgiveness, and justice. You know, if we want to know God, we should know that He loves us, and also what He hates. It's okay, we want to just take one thing, that God loves me because of all this, but we should also know the heart of God, that what does He hate? What does He hate when Virgil does something? And what does He love when Virgil does something? And there is so much of evil in this world that involves injustice, lack of forgiveness. And because God is holy, He brings our attention. The more we dig deeper, more we will understand God's holiness, forgiveness, and that how He brings justice. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except me." If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do not know him and he has. For now on, you do know him and have seen him. Knowing God, Jesus knew the Father. His roots were deeper. He knew the heart of God. If we want us to grow deeper, so that dig deeper and then grow wider, we need to know God. And God will lead us. And there are people who have grown deeper and wider. There's a famous story of William Carey, a shoemaker by trade, but a scholar, linguist, and a missionary for God's training. William Carey was one of God's giants in history of evangelism. One of his biographers, F. David Walker, wrote on Carey, "He, with a few contemporaries, was almost single-handed in conquering the prevailing indifference and hostility of missionary effect." Carey developed a plan for missions and printed his amazing inquiry. He influenced timid and hesitating man to take steps to be evangelizing to the world. Another wrote of him, "Taking his life as a whole, it is not too much to say that he was the greatest and most versatile Christian missionary sent out in modern times." He is also known the father of modern mission. Carey was born in a small thatched cottage, a typical village in England, in 1761. Of a weaver's family, when about 18, he felt the Church of England to follow Christ and go forth unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. At first, he joined the Congregational Church at Hackleton, where he was an apprentice shoemaker. It was where he married in 1781, and it was in Hackleton he began making 5-mile walks to Olney in his quest for more of spiritual truth. He prayed, he pled, and he persisted, and he preached specially in this message, which we all, it's a famous quote, "Expect great things from God and attempt great things from God." Carey heard the call of God. He said, if it be the duty of all men to believe the gospel, then it would be the duty of those who have entrusted with the gospel to endeavor to make it known among all nations. And Carey sobbed about, "Here I am, I send you, and send me." It was 1793 that Carey went to India. And first his wife was reluctant to go, so Carey set off. Nevertheless, but after 2 returns from the docks to persuade her again, Dorothy and his children accompanied him. They arrived with Dr. Thomas at the mouth of Hooghly in India in November 1793. There were years of discouragement, debt, disease, deterioration of his wife's mind. Now she became mad. And death, by the grace of God and by the power of God, Carey continued to conquer and conquered for Christ. When he died at 73, he had seen the scriptures translated and printed into 40 languages. He had been a college professor and had founded a college at Serampore. He had seen India open its doors to missionaries. He has seen the edict passed prohibiting sati, burning widows on the funeral pyres of their dead husbands. And he has seen many converts for Christ. And on his deathbed, Carey told out to a missionary friend, Dr. Duff, "You have been speaking about Mr. Carey when I'm gone. Say nothing about Dr. Carey. Speak about Dr. Carey's God." So when we dig deeper, we become wider. We have to come out of our shells. The picture we have quoted about ourselves. Now God is interested in us more, that we grow more. Ask for more. You know, dig down deeper, and he is ready to open his doors for us. And as a church, as we look on this aspect of, you know, digging deeper, growing wider, we will see great things happening in our family, great things happening in our church, great things happening in Panvel, great thing happening in Navi Mumbai, great things happening in Maharashtra, great thing happening in India, and great thing happening in the world. People like them, knowing God, led them to love people. Knowing God led them to have greater faith. Knowing God led them to know that what they are doing will bring victory. Knowing God did not allow these people to stop believing. Knowing God led them for love towards people and for God. Knowing God allowed people to expect great things from God, asking God for more. Knowing God led to an understanding of who God is and proclaiming about Him more. Speak about Dr. Grace God. That was his last word of William Carey. Knowing God led to completely depend on God for His grace. Paying attention to God's calling. And Jesus said, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. So this morning, you can reflect, we all can reflect on ourselves, that how willingly we want to allow our roots to be deeper, strengthening our relationship with God. If it is not, then we can just become an event, a family, a church, a monument, but growing deeper spreads wider. And may God bless us. As I said, this is something which God is asking us as a community, as people, as a church in Renewed Hope Community. Dig down your roots deeper. Strengthen the relationship with God. So we'll take time. We ask God that God will help us in this journey. So we'll take a minute. We allow God to work in us. You know, many times we hear a message, we feel this is for that person. This is for him. We forget about us. How much we need to dig deeper and strengthen our relationship with God. If you really know me, God says, my sheep. Jesus says, my sheep hears my voice. So just take a minute. It's a time of reflection, hope, love, faith, grace, depending on God. It will allow us to move to the next level. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time you have given us. And Lord, we pray that you take this word which you have spoken to us this morning. And we'll grow deeper in our relationship with you. The more deeper we go, the more we can see your grace, love, faith. Lord, we'll be strengthened. Lord, let us put things in place. If it is a disordered house, there is nothing which is going to come out from it. But if the house is ordered, the heart is ordered, our life is ordered, it will bring great things out of it. Lord, we pray that you will speak to us through this coming days. Thank you for everything. Thank you for every word that has been spoken through the Holy Spirit to transform, to enable us through the power of Jesus Christ. In the love of the Father, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will remain with us for now and forevermore. Bless the hands you have given. Let them give more and build your kingdom. In Jesus' name we ask you. Amen. Thank you for joining.